You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this Tuesday afternoon, the 26th day of January. Don Day is here, as usual, to take a look at the weather forecast. Don, thanks for being with us. Start with digging out on the East Coast, expectations there, maybe some of the temperatures here in the Midwest, and then we'll turn our attention to the growing conditions in South America.
Yeah, there is going to be a couple of other systems moving through the Great Lakes, Midwest, and the East Coast here over the course of the next 5 or 6 days or so, but nothing that is remotely close to what came in over the weekend along the eastern seaboard. But it will be a pattern through Saturday that's going to be pretty chilly, as the cold air from Canada will have easy access into the Midwest. So expect at least through Friday and into Saturday morning still some chilly temperatures, and then a bit of a warm-up is coming this weekend and into the early portions of next week for the Midwest and the East.
Oh, warm-up sounds nice. I saw that last week when the National Weather Service put out its longer-term forecast. What'd you think of those, and do you have ideas for the very earliest parts of the growing season here in the United States?
Too early to talk about the growing season, although I will say that I think the weather is going to be much more stormy and active than some of the National Weather Service forecasts have led us to believe. And we've got two big things coming up, Todd, that will impact the next several weeks. First of all, we are just really seeing the impacts of El Nino in terms of it producing Pacific storms that can go across the country causing problems, much like what we saw this past weekend. There's another thing coming, which you don't hear a lot about. It's called a stratospheric warming, and this happens two or three times a winter, some stronger than others. It's basically high in the reaches of the high latitudes of the Arctic in the stratosphere. When we have warming in those higher elevations, that pushes cold air off the poles and into the United States and portions of Europe. And that could be a volatile mix where we get some shots of Canadian air and this Pacific energy. So it's going to be a roller coaster ride here over the next few weeks, coast to coast. While this does mean warmer periods, it could also be followed by colder, stormy periods as well. And this is something next week we're going to need to watch. We could have a heck of a storm come out of the Rockies and Plains and into the nation's midsection early to mid-next week.
We'll keep an eye on it and check on that with you again next week. How about South American weather for today?
Well, I tell you, it looks a lot like it was when we talked a week ago. Brazil is going to be the cooler, wetter country. The growing areas of Brazil still look at decent chances of precipitation and temperatures that are not going to be hot, while Argentina's on the flip side. While the rain prospects for Argentina are a little bit better, it still looks pretty warm down there.
Can you take me on a quick tour of the rest of the Northern Hemisphere?
Europe's weather is mirroring the United States weather in many areas. They were very mild to start the winter. Now they're turning colder and stormy, much like many areas of the Central and East United States have. And the next 10 days, they're going to see good chances of precipitation all across Europe, and that includes Russia, and it also includes the Ukraine and those areas there. At least for China, they're looking at some wintry weather as well. Pretty good chances for some snowfall and some rain. The areas that I think we'll need to watch will be India, Australia, those areas that typically in an El Nino pattern do tend to be drier, and that's certainly something we're going to be watching.
Thanks, Don. Don Day is with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. That wraps up this edition of the Closing Market Report. I'm Todd Gleason.